Time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you as always by Comerica Bank. A look back at the Detroit Tigers' run to the series 30 years ago, and on this May 9th, 1984, it was a Wednesday, and the Tigers went into the final game of their three-game series in Kansas City on a five-game win streak and a record of 24-4. Dan Petrie facing Danny Jackson. Detroit got two in the second on a Rusty Kuntz RBI double and a Lou Whitaker ground out scoring Kuntz. They added another in the fifth as Marty Castillo singled in Alan Trammell. It was 3-0 into the sixth when Petrie allowed a John Wathan double to score Steve bye-bye Balboni. That was all Peaches gave up in front of 15,000 at Royal Stadium. He and Smoke Lopez combined for 9 strikeouts. Tigers won 3-1. Petrie's fifth win of 1984, while Jackson fell to 0-4. Detroit was 25-4 and 7.5 games up in the American League East. Kansas City dropped to a putrid 9-18 and not looking like the team that would eventually win the West and face the Tigers in the ALCS. But that's how it was 30 years ago today on the Road to the World Series, presented all season long by Comerica Bank.
Robin Mark, do it right. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Rob, how sad, that is like a sad scene. Whenever the popcorn machine at a movie theater is like empty with just a few kernels left in it. But that one better be alive because I want popcorn at 10:01.
Yeah, you'll be able to get some.
I better get popcorn at 10. What's the last movie theater here?
So look, Mark, Morgan Moses was picked up a tackle for Washington right there.
Yeah.
Imagine if he goes up and for the Redskins and says, you know what? This is a happy day. I'm very thrilled, but I don't want to play for a team called the Redskins. How about that?
Well, remember when George C. Scott at the Oscars sent up the, was it that or was it Marlon Brando?
Brando.
Sent up the Native American woman for the treatment of, dude, you're killing me here. Look at this. This is just silly. Can we do the sports wrap, please? This is ridiculous.
My.
This is ridiculous. I'm telling you, Gary.
But
back at the studio.
I think you're right. I think it was Brando, wasn't it, Mark?
It might have been Marlon Brando, but George C. Scott had a thing, too, when he won his Oscar and did something for, I think, Native Americans.
Right.
I don't remember exactly, but it's years ago.
All right, it is time for a sports wrap.
That's not really what it's time for.
He is the man, Mark Wilson, and it's sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure you go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Wow, this is really the place to be tonight, I'm telling you. You're missing out. I feel bad for Gary just staring at a wall and a thing of computers and a board.
I know, Gary, not a good night for you.
Is the music going, Gary? I can't hear it. I'm just going to ask you on air. Is the music? Oh, it's there. Okay, good. Okay. We got a lot of commotion
right
in here. Lions take Kyle Van Noy, BYU, Brigham Young University. Second round. They traded up with Seattle to do it. So it's Van Noy and Eric Ebron so far. And right now we're about 9 picks away from the Lions' third-round selection. Unless they move up, we're probably not going to hear it here tonight with just 20 minutes left. Start of the three-game series at Comerica. We still have no score in the seventh inning, although Minnesota, as Ernie used to say, they're kicking up their heels.
Bases loaded, no two outs.
Seventh inning, Justin Verlander, Phil Hughes still on their respective mounds for the Tigers and Twins tonight at Comerica. Two more games coming up. I mentioned it, Scherzer tomorrow against the guy I said all earlier, Kyle Gibson, and then Sunday it's Robbie Ray in his second start against Sammy Deduno. College baseball in our final Big Ten weekend. Tonight, not good for Michigan. Shut out by Ohio State, 1-0. That's a final. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern second round, game 5. Rangers late third now have the lead over Pittsburgh 4-1, same as before. Chicago, Minnesota just getting started up there in the hinterland. Hawks on top in that series 2-1. NBA playoffs, halftime, going into the third quarter. 34-33 is the halftime score.
And the Twins just get two runs.
Oh, so JV gave up runs.
Suzuki with the two-out single.
Seems that JV's seventh inning has been kind of his Achilles heel a little bit.
They had Albuquerque warming up, Mark. He walked.
He blows your mind in the first six now. It's now becoming a seventh inning issue for Verlander. It's a pattern, not an aberration.
You know what? That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. 34-33, Pacers over the Wiz. Long way to go in that one tonight before it's done. Other baseball, American League, Angels lead Toronto 3-2 now in the eighth. It's 4-2 Baltimore in the ninth. Tampa over Cleveland 2-1 eighth. Texas leads Boston in the fourth, 1-0. Interleague Series, Arizona leads the White Sox 2-0 fifth. Still no score, Yankees, Milwaukee in the sixth. National League, St. Louis, Pittsburgh 3-3 sixth. Cincinnati leads Colorado 8-2 in the seventh. Philadelphia over the Mets 2-1 fifth. Atlanta over the Cubs 2-1 fifth. And at the PGA Players Championship, after two rounds at TPC Sawgrass, Martin Keimer is your leader over Jordan Spieth by one shot. Qualifying was tonight for the 5-Hour Energy 400 NASCARs at Kansas Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick has the pole for that race, and that is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts.
Why does it awesome? He had Albuquerque warming up. Why don't you take JV out after he gives up that hit, Mark? Seriously.
I guess because, look, you have a 0-0 game. You're sending a message all the time that every time you lose the shutout,
you're automatically going to take
a guy out.
But he just walked. I think he walked the guy, gave up three hits in the inning. It's obvious. It's not like.
Maybe it's not obvious to him. Maybe he doesn't think he's lost.
Well, then why is Albuquerque warming up is my point. Well, why do you have a guy warming up?
Don't blame Brad Ausmus. Blame Jeff Jones.
Jones
is the guy
sense.
That goes to Ausmus and says either JV's done and we need to put Al in. Or he's not. It's not going to be Ausmus. It's going to be Jonesy.
How many pitches does he have, Mark? Just take a guess on how many pitches he has here in the seventh.
110.
112. Very good. 113 now. That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot of pitches for a 0-0 game.
Yes, and I'm just saying now you're at a point now where if he gives up one more hit, you might put yourself out of the game. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the way, obviously, Phil Hughes is pitching, and Hughes has done this before. He ain't new.
Already got he got out of it. So there you go. 2-0
and
Twins.
Look what he just did.
What he says?
Did the old in the swearing into the glove?
Well, because he gave up a 2-out knock. I mean,
I wish we could do it because he just took the glove,
covered
like
his
this,
mouth,
covered the mouth, and went ah, F.
That's not what
something
right.
A S. Ah.
All right, 248-848 11:30.
Ah,
yeah,
there you go.
What is that? A pirate or something?
Ah. Hey, Jimmy Devolano, update says that Mike Ilitch is doing great from his health issues. Says that Ilitch is doing great. Do with it what you want. I'm just telling you that's what Jimmy Devolano says. I'm giving you the Devolano-Ilitch update. You're not buying any of it. What are you looking at me like that for?
Mark, he's had a miraculous turnaround from what I saw.
Says he's doing great. I'm not thinking he's going to run a marathon.
Mark, but did you see him 2 years ago when they went to the World?
It's not about looking at a guy either. He is in his 80s.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that he's had a miraculous turnaround. Because 2 years ago, he didn't look well to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, as far as looking well, if that was the case, I got relatives who...
Mark, if you can't stand on your own, I would say you have some issues.
Supposedly he is doing that.
Okay, well, then that's good news then. I wish him well. I mean, I told you, I've always had a soft spot for Mike Ilitch for one reason. And when I first came to town, he sat down and spent time with me, and he always wanted to know about my life. He wanted to know who I was. I thought that was cool.
No, that's cool. We only have a couple minutes for this, but I did want to bring it up while we're watching the draft and really nothing else happening. Jim Tressel, former Ohio State football coach, is now the president. Not the president of football. He's the president at his former university, Youngstown State University, Youngstown, Ohio. I just said to Rob, look, Rob, I think it's horrible. I think it's a heinous crime that this man, and I have no love for Ohio State, man, and I've got no love for the NCAA rules, but we have to have rules in life or we have chaos. And he broke just about every single one of them.
Which serious rules did he break?
On campus rules?
What did he break?
There was people cheating on tests. There was Maurice Clarett's 12 cars. There was Maurice Clarett's money. There was other players' money. There was other players' cars. There was gifts and other trinkets.
Mark,
the whole shooting match, dude.
This is the part that I'm disappointed. Because you notice in major college football, this stuff goes on. And you can sit there and point fingers at Jim Tressel as if he's this bad guy and nothing ever happened at Michigan State or nothing happens at Michigan or nothing happens at some of these other schools. It happens.
But let me ask you a question.
That's all I'm saying.
Is that Lisa Mills?
Huh?
Is that Lisa? Right there.
I couldn't see. I wasn't sure. You haven't seen her in a while. You weren't sure.
She looks unbelievable lately.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry. If I go 90 on the highway and don't get picked up.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yes, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
So if you get nabbed, it's different than if you're doing the wrong thing and didn't get nabbed.
Obviously, they had to go through it as trustees, and there's a whole process that goes on.
I'm shocked that he got that gig. You tell me the last college football coach that got a presidency of a decent-sized university.
Yeah, but he was a big-time.
You make it sound like it's no big. Oh, Jim Tressel, best guy, is now the president of a school.
I've seen people get jobs in situations. Well, this is not shocking to me. He put that school on the map, and he's revered there. I get it.
Bear Bryant put Bama on the map, but I wouldn't want to see him as president of the school.
Yeah, but it could have been. I mean, I don't know, Mark. They got.
Why did I pick Bear Bryant?
They got. I don't know. What about
people?
Adolph Rupp. How about his name is on a building
Who?
Down there? Rupp at Kentucky.
Oh, Adolph Rupp.
His name is on a building down there. You think
he was
a law-abiding?
He loved all kinds of people.
Yeah, okay,
that guy
that's
did.
What I'm saying. So before we get start throwing stuff around, I hear you. If you really feel he's such a bad guy, and he shouldn't have been about athletics, he shouldn't have got hired by the Colts, according to you. He should be.
I didn't say anything about getting a football gig. In fact, preferably in the pros, where they love paying people. That's what they do for a living. College, I thought, that's dicey to me. College president of a school? Where did that come from? That came completely out of the blue, that Jim Tressel's going to run Youngstown State. It's not a small school. It's a pretty large school. It's 20,000 students. It's out there in the far western regions of Ohio, which
where
is good because
it exactly?
It's really West Virginia.
Where is that? Where
it's
it is
like on the border. Yeah, it's
okay,
on the.
Because I don't really know where that is.
I don't think it's actually on the border of Ohio and West Virginia, but it's like that way over there. The Penguins. You know, that's what they are. They're the Youngstown Penguins. Look, we're already at last call time. Nothing I can do about that. Tigers trail Minnesota now 2-0. And as far as the pick goes, I think we're still six away. I don't think we're going to get the pick in.
Unless
but we'll
they
see.
Move up.
It might just as we're going off the air, get the Lions third-round pick in. So we'll wrap this thing up. It's last call time already. I can't believe it.
That's right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Friday night, Metro Detroit at the Imagine Theater in Royal
Look at
Oak.
Him. Check him out.
I'm doing a radio show.
Like you're doing an actual radio show. AM 1130, WDFN, The Fan. How about that?